Welcome to the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. Today, we're going to be talking about a well-known pest in the wheat industry called a sawfly. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln is conducting a Great Plains Wheat Stem Sawfly Survey. Joining me today to discuss more about this wheat survey is Dr. Jeff Bradshaw, the director of the Doctor of Plant Health Program and a professor of entomology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. So Jeff, to get things started, share with us a little bit more about the purpose of this research project.
Sure. So the wheat stem sawfly is one of the key pests, insect pests, of wheat throughout the Great Plains. And we've had some growers in northeast Colorado and western Nebraska and Montana in particular that have been suffering from this pest for a number of years. So one of the purposes of this survey is to help us understand the scope of the pest, as well as the scope of the various solutions and challenges to adoption of potential future solutions that our growers might face.
This research study not only covers Nebraska, but there are also some other states that are helping with this study as well. Let's talk a little bit more about the process and what it looks like to have all these states working together.
Yeah, this project, which is supported in part by the North Central IPM program as well as the USDA, is a multi-state effort involving Nebraska, Kansas, Colorado, Montana, and North Dakota. We have a couple different approaches for our human subjects side of the survey effort. One is an online quantitative survey for wheat growers called the Great Plains Sawfly Survey, and that can be found online at go.ubnl.edu/GPSS for Great Plains Sawfly Survey. So that's one effort that we're sending out that we hope growers respond to, and it'll take a little under 30 minutes of somebody's time to provide us some information there. And then the other route that we're going is through focus group conversations that we're holding in each of those states to get more of a qualitative view on what growers are doing and trying in managing this really important pest.
In wrapping this up, just briefly share with us a little bit more about what the end goal is for the sawfly pest study.
Yeah, so ultimately, at the end of this survey effort, at the end of this year, we hope to summarize both our biological survey of the insect as well as these grower surveys and focus groups to come together at the end of the year and draft a report that our wheat checkoff committee administrators and growers can share with USDA program leaders at the end of the year. So we'll have a collection of kind of ground truth data from growers, what's been tried, what hasn't worked, what has worked, as well as where the problem is really onerous. And hopefully at the end of the day, we might be able to convince some folks in Washington that wheat research is important to fund and that this particular insect pest has posed a pretty significant challenge to our wheat growers.
Again, that was Dr. Jeff Bradshaw, director of the Doctor of Plant Health Program and professor of entomology at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. This has been the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I am Carla Nichols for the Rural Radio Network.